Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, from today, people travelling from the United States, Canada, Japan, South Korea and Australia to the UK will have to apply to visit and pay £10 sterling. And this means that tourists who want to visit Northern Ireland, having arrived in Dublin, will have to have an electronic travel authorisation document to legally enter the UK. Well, let's get more on this now. I'm joined by Caroline McComb, who's Director of McComb's Coach Travel, based in Belfast. And Caroline, you're very welcome to the programme. Many people will know that filling in the ESTA form when you're flying to the United States, that's something that people have to do. Is this a sort of a comparable scheme?
Morning, Claire. I find it difficult to describe it as anything other than ludicrous, to be quite honest with you. The Home Office have openly said that they have no way to enforce it in Northern Ireland because of our unique situation that we have here with the land border with the Republic. And nobody, I don't think, on earth wants to see any sort of checks carried out on the border. So it just seems so silly to introduce a situation like this. I mean, when any of us are travelling to America, nobody has a problem with applying for an ESTA. But if you are somebody who, like the 70% of visitors who come to Northern Ireland, if you're one of those people who is in the Republic first, travels up to Northern Ireland, but you're maybe just passing through, you're maybe coming from Dublin up to Donegal, but you decide it would be really lovely to come and enjoy our Causeway coastal route, stop off at Giant's Causeway before you go to Donegal. Well, the bureaucracy of then having to apply for an ETA, then to pay £10 per person, which realistically, if you're in a coach group of 50 people, that then becomes £500. You're going to stop and think to yourself, is it really worth it? Is there a point in us doing this, or should we just go that more direct route and
Caroline,
stay in the south?
Caroline, if you're saying there's no way to enforce this, why should people have to comply, and do they have to comply?
Well, that's the question on everybody's lips. There has been an exception made for French school groups, which seems quite random to me, but apparently there is some kind of agreement in place between France and the UK that allows that to happen. And the question that we really have is, why can that not be rolled out for everyone else as well? If there is a means and a way and some kind of mechanism to make it that though that group is exempt, why can't everybody else be exempt too? We have fought so hard over the last 30 years to get our tourism industry in Northern Ireland to where it is now. It is absolutely booming here in Northern Ireland. I mean, we generated £1.2 billion last year. So why on earth would we just allow something like this to come back that would jeopardise that situation that we have now? Mm-hmm.
So what do you know about how it's going to be collected? So who is officially responsible for making sure that the tourists have the document and they've paid their tenner?
Nobody knows. As far as we're concerned, there's nobody on the ground going to be enforcing it. We have spoken to the Home Office. They don't even seem to have any budget to communicate to visitors to Northern Ireland of how or why they have to have this, let alone have people on the ground checking to see if they have actually done it or not. So that's why the whole situation just seems so pointless and so frustrating, because as far as we can see, there's nobody there to check it.
But is there a form? Does a form exist that you should fill out if you're a tourist?
There is an app that the Home Office have introduced, but from what we can see at the moment, it is taking a long, long time for people to get approval. When really, really and truthfully, if they do insist in bringing something like this in, it should be such a quick turnover. You know, for example, if somebody is at Connolly Station getting on the train to Belfast to come up for a day a trip, they should realistically be able to apply for this when they board the train in Dublin and have approval or rejection by the time they get to the border. You know, there's not enough effort has been put in on the ground to communicate to visitors who are coming here to let them know that they have to do it in advance.
Right, so it's not an automatic thing. You have to apply and then you have to wait for someone to tell you, yes, you can travel to Northern Ireland.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, to go through that effort to make the application, to then pay the fee to do it, you know, but yet it's never going to be enforced here. There's never going to be anybody checking it.
So what are you calling for then? An exemption for people who are travelling from the Republic to Northern Ireland?
Absolutely. Surely the checks done for people arriving into Ireland are rigorous enough to know that when people are travelling over the border, they're here for tourism, they're here and they're welcome. Our border is open. People are welcome into Northern Ireland with open arms to come here to enjoy the incredible visitor attractions that we have, the unrivaled hospitality that we offer to people. And we need to communicate that to people, that come and visit us, experience what we have on offer here, mm-hmm. and continue to keep this industry that we have going.
But as it stands, everybody who is visiting Northern Ireland from the Republic of Ireland, coming from outside, from the States, from Canada, Japan and so on, the countries that I mentioned, they're going mm-hmm. to have to fill in this form and pay the money mm-hmm. starting when?
From today.
From today.
Yeah.
But you're saying the system isn't really in place. It's not efficient enough. There's no one checking it. So it's a bit of a limbo sort of a place. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. In my opinion, anyway, it's not fit for purpose. It takes too long. People don't even know that they have to apply for it. There's no budget for communicating to people when they're in Ireland that they have to apply to that for this if they want to come over the border. So it just seems to be such a bureaucratic waste of time.
All right. Well, listen, we'll see what happens with that one. Caroline, thank you very much for being with us. Caroline McComb there from McComb's Coach Travel, which runs 12 tourist buses in Northern Ireland. Still to come in the next hour of the programme, we'll be finding out what's happening with the ongoing talks aimed at forming a new government with Fionnuala Sheehan and renowned foreign correspondent Christina Lamb on life for women in Afghanistan as the Taliban tightens restrictions. That's all on the way and plenty more too. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.